The FFA Blue Jacket represents the members' pride and unity for the National FFA organization. Today, some members receive this new addition to their uniform. Give the Gift of Blue was established in 2014 to allow advisors, parents, and community members to nominate FFA members to receive an FFA jacket. The program is funded by donors, and their generous contributions allow them to positively impact FFA members' lives. Logan Everett oversees Give the Gift of Blue.
To me, as someone who works with a lot of different grant programs and service programs where we're also donor funded, I think Give the Gift of Blue is the easiest way for FFA members and alumni and corporate partners to have a personal impact in the lives of individual students. Every single jacket costs $85. And so a single individual, if you want to gift one jacket, you can for $85, or you could make a larger donation that would fund thousands of jackets across the country.
Some members will go their entire FFA careers without owning their own jackets. Wearing a jacket personalized for the member adds to the pride of being part of the FFA organization. Two recipients were surprised to learn that their advisor arranged for them to receive a jacket through Give the Gift of Blue. Member Gianna Hiltz from South Carolina explained how she was given the news about receiving a jacket.
I actually did not know I was going to receive my jacket. My advisor surprised us with our jackets this year, which is really awesome. And it was a big surprise, so it was really cool.
South Carolina FFA member Jocelyn Salinas was surprised to learn she was getting her jacket for free.
I actually didn't even know that I was getting the jacket. Like, I knew that we had to place our size in online, but in like pay for it. But I was waiting for it to go on my school's pay fees, but it just never did. And then I walked into class, we had our jackets, it was great.
Official dress is a symbol of unity for FFA members. This includes the iconic corduroy blue jacket. The moment a member zips up their own jacket for the first time can be an unforgettable experience. FFA member Gianna Hiltz remembers the first time she put on her jacket.
I put it on and I was trying to zip it up and it just like wouldn't go. And then I like actually like pulled it up and then you have to like, you know, tuck your zipper in and all that type of stuff. But it was really cool. Yeah, it was really awesome to receive it. That was the best part of it.
Selena says she'll remember the first time she wore her own jacket.
Well, it zipped right up and it fit like putting on a nice pair of shoes. It was great. It felt amazing.
The blue jacket also represents the hard work and dedication of FFA members. Members say they feel a sense of boldness when representing FFA. For Hilt, wearing the jacket is powerful.
I've been in agricultural classes for 4 years now, and I've always wanted to have an FFA at our school, but we never had the funds to have an FFA at our school. And this year we finally had an FFA program, and I was the president this year, which is awesome. And so, yeah, it's just great to experience getting the jacket and finally having an FFA program at our school, because now I can finally feel that power and that, you know, unity before I leave.
Give FFA Day is a time of giving during National FFA Week to support the National FFA Organization in Ag Education. On Give FFA Day in 2023, close to $160,000 was donated by corporate partners and individuals specifically for Give the Gift of Blue. Giving is something that can happen any time of the year. Everett encourages alumni to give the Gift of Blue.
Especially if you're an alumni member and wore the blue jacket yourself, I would encourage you to pay it forward, whether it's through our Give the Gift of Blue program or even just working with your local FFA chapter, making a donation to them so that they can purchase FFA jackets locally.
Millions of members have worn the jacket, and because of Give the Gift of Blue, over 18,000 have been the recipient of a donated jacket.
Reporting from the National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Brooke Dryden.